now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services.
Total Country Bob FM.
It's time.
I hope you're not offended that I would use the clown horn when you're in here.
I think it's perfect.
Okay. Have you ever dressed up as a clown? You'd be a good clown.
I don't think I... Oh, wait. When I was really little, I did for Halloween once.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'd be a good clown? Thanks.
See the funny little clown. We're going to get into today's Bob Almanac here, lickety-split, because, well, it's what we do. Mm-hmm. Let's start it out here. Well, what day is it? It's October 15th. It's a Tuesday. It's 289th. The 289th day of the year, almost to 290.
Wow.
This date in 1860, Grace Bedell, who was only 11 years old, wrote to Abraham Lincoln, who at that time was a presidential candidate. I don't know if anybody's ever looked into Abe. Maybe you can see the movie Daniel Day-Lewis plays mm-hmm. him. You know, it's a little bit of an autobiography about Abraham Lincoln. And how he is just a meteoric rise. He went from like the state legislature to presidential candidate. Was it 4 years? Something like that. I mean, it was just amazing how he just exploded onto the scene. But it was this date that 11-year-old Grace Bedell wrote a letter to Abe stating that he should grow a beard, that he would look better in a beard. So up to this point, he hadn't had a beard. Yes. Yes. So he grew a beard, and then the rest is history. I mean, if I get a letter like that, I'm going, what's wrong with my face? I need to cover my face?
Well, it was a famous beard, too, because I don't think he attached a mustache to it.
No. Well, she didn't say anything about a mustache in the letter. That's what he said.
Yeah, now it's known as the Abe Lincoln beard.
The Abe Lincoln, 1860, on this date. 19, he had some logs named after him, too, if you remember. 1970, Dutch exotic dancer Mata Hari executed. By a firing squad. She was spying for Germany during World War I. And you know how she spied, right?
How?
Using her feminine wiles. That's what they said.
Feminine wiles.
She would have relationships and get the secrets out of these guys.
Wow. I hope she got paid extra.
Well, yes. Well, she really got paid in the end.
The bullet. Firing squad.
Yeah. 1917, Mata Hari. 1951 on television. So this is how it goes. It goes, hey, would you like to have a drink? Yeah, can you give me the nuclear codes? Can you give me the nuclear football? Let's do this again. I Love Lucy premiered on this date on CBS Television, 1951. Revolutionized sitcoms, don't you think, Allie?
Yes, I do.
Desi Arnaz, Lucille Ball, Vivian Vance, of course, in there, and William Frawley. What a duo! What a quartet that was, huh?
Yes.
And actually, I did learn recently that theme, very famous theme, was not the original theme. They didn't start using that until they started showing the show in syndication. There's actually a different open and intro for the actual shows when it first started.
Oh.
There was like a cigarette sponsor introduction and the whole thing there.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think of that tidbit? 1955 here this date, again on television.
It's the Grand Ole Opry, Grand Ole Opry, Grand Ole Opry time. It's the Grand Ole Opry, Grand Ole Opry, Grand Ole Opry time.
Grand Ole Opry, that was their little intro or outro or whatever it was. That was the TV broadcast, first time on the TV this date, 1955. For the Grand Ole Opry. I think it had been on radio for like 30 years.
Yeah.
On WSM. And then they moved on to television and still going strong today with their programs. They do radio and they do streaming and so forth. 19. Would that be a dream of yours to be able to perform?
Are you kidding?
On the Grand Ole Opry stage?
I got to go watch it recently,
right?
Just this past year, but yes, it would be a dream.
Ooh. Who was there when you, anybody notable?
Yeah, Pure Prairie League. Oh, no, not cool. Pure. Nope, oh. Nope. Old Crow Medicine Show.
Oh, I got you.
Yes.
They're pretty well known, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Although I wouldn't have said no to the Pure Prairie League, especially if they brought Vince Gill back to sing Let Me Love You Tonight.
I know.
1977. Tell me if you know this one.
Okay.
So many dreams I kept deep inside me, alone in the dark.
When I was a little girl.
First song you learned?
Yes.
Come along.
2 years
old. It wasn't Rex Smith, You Take My Breath Away?
I had that record.
I know you did. Debbie Boone and her song, You Light Up My Life. Hits the number one spot this week on the Billboard Hot 100. And, of course, Casey Kasem's American Top 40 as well hit number one. Do you remember how long it was at number one?
I don't know. I mean, I sang it every day in my house when I was a kid.
10 weeks.
Wow.
A 10-week number one. One of the biggest hits of all time. It got all the way up to number four on the country chart. So it was a country chart success as well.
Crossover.
And then, of course, any song that goes number one for 10 weeks, you're going to make a movie starring Dee Dee Khan.
Right?
Right?
Yes.
So that was his state, 1977. Debbie Boone. So did you have the album or the 45?
It was my big sister's 45. I was only 2 years old, but it was my sister's 45 and my... sing it with a soup can microphone, I was told.
You gotta love that. Was it chunky soup?
I don't know. I don't think there was chunky soup in 77.
Oh, there was, too.
Was there?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, the one with little burgers in there with the stripes. This date in 1981, let's go to Oakland's Alameda County Coliseum.
Baseball's supposed to be a fun game, and you come out and have a good time, and the fans... under the direction of Crazy George out here, having themselves a good evening and enjoying baseball, enjoying the Coliseum and not hurting anybody.
Crescendo rising here. That's amazing. I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, that crescendo was the wave. This date, Crazy George invented the wave.
Really?
At an Oakland A's baseball game. They were playing Billy Ball. Billy Martin was the manager that year. They were in the playoffs. They had a resurgence a little bit there, the A's. Now it's kind of sad. They're moving. They're not going to be playing in Oakland anymore.
Huh.
And they brought Crazy George back at the age of 80.
Wow.
Here just a few weeks ago for the last game for the Oakland A's at the Oakland Coliseum there. And remember, he was with, do you know Crazy George? He's kind of the bald guy with the white hair.
I don't.
And he had the drum. The Vikings hired him.
Really?
And, yeah, he was doing that thing for the Vikings for years, banging the drum. And then they brought in Vic Adonis Rex, and there was a salary dispute between Crazy George and Vic Adonis Rex. And I believe Vic Adonis Rex would work cheaper than Crazy George.
That always wins.
Yes, and then Ragnar came in later as well. So that was 1981, the wave. I don't participate in the wave.
Never once?
I used to. But as you get older, you go,
grown about.
It's for young. The wave is for young people.
Yeah.
Or the young at heart.
Mm-hmm.
So 1981, the wave was introduced and invented by Crazy George. 1989.
Oilers win the draw. Kevin Lowe off the glass. Kept in by Duchesne. A rolling puck hitter. But that's the score!
That's Wayne Gretzky scoring a goal for the LA Kings on this date. Where else but at Edmonton, and he broke Gordie Howe's NHL scoring record this date. The hallowed ground of Gordie Howe's records. He had broken the goal scoring record and now the points record, 1,851 right there on that goal.
Wow.
Which tied the game late against his old team, the Edmonton Oilers, and then he scored another goal just for the heck of it to win it in overtime. There's a reason they call him the Great One.
Has anybody surpassed that?
Wayne Gretzky.
No.
But Alexander Ovechkin could reach the goal record. I don't know where it stands right now, but he's within sniffing distance.
I knew you'd know the answer.
Certainly. So 1989. 2007.
And now, here is the star. The Price is Right. Drew.
Before he slimmed down.
Hi, everybody.
So Drew Carey, it was his first Price is Right this date. He made his debut as the new host.
2007?
2007.
That seems longer ago. It feels more recent.
It does seem more recent, but heck, that's 17 years ago now. Drew's been doing it for 17 years. And now they really don't have game show hosting game shows. It's actors and comedians.
You got
Rob Lowe doing one and Patton Oswalt's doing one. Drew Carey. Michael Strahan was doing the pyramid there for a while. Alec Baldwin was the host, and they brought back, was it Hollywood Squares? No, Match Game. It was Match Game that he was doing. But Drew Carey made his debut this date. Let's go to 2009 in the news.
Americans were mesmerized today by an incredible drama playing out on live television. A homemade helium Mylar balloon believed to be carrying a six-year-old boy was racing out of control across the skies of Colorado. The police said the boy had climbed into a box attached to the bottom of the balloon at his home in Fort Collins, and somehow it took off. After a nail-biting 2 hours, the balloon landed near Denver. But there was no box and no child, and a search began.
It was a hoax. It was all a stunt.
Yes, I remember.
He was hiding in his attic, and the parents were trying to carry on the stunt. But then the kid, during a live interview, goes, "Yeah, we're doing it for a show."
Oh, that's right.
He just blurted it out. And the dad couldn't cover his son's mouth quick enough.
Oh.
They were trying to get, the family was trying to get a reality TV show. And all of that. Just awful.
Yeah.
Just think of all the people that worried about this kid and all the resources that were used to help save them.
Terrible.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Why is he not in jail, still in prison now? I know he was arrested for something in relation to this, but they're sticking to the story. I saw a recent update.
No way.
Yeah. Dumb.
Yeah.
And then let's remember.
Well, this is typical, getting a girl pregnant. Only a man would do a thing like that.
We are remembering Chrissy Snow, Suzanne Summers. She died a year ago this date at the age of 76. She was on Step by Step, but I'll never forget her on Three's Company. And that, the original cast with Joyce DeWitt, Suzanne Summers, and John Ritter, and of course, Norman Fell. And I can't remember her name that played Helen, but then the Ropers.
Ropers.
I mean, what came later was good. Obviously, Don Knotts was excellent as Mr. Furley.
Right.
But that original, those original few years were just, it's gold. It was gold. It really was. We're going to move on to birthdays now, if you're ready.
I'm ready.
And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe. We're on the eve of destruction.
I think this is anti-war. Is that an anti-war song?
It certainly sounds
like it. That's Barry McGuire. McGuinn and McGuire, couldn't get much higher. American singer-songwriter. And a one-hit wonder for Barry McGuire, although he did some songwriting and some other hits as well. But as far as performing them, Eve of Destruction. Barry McGuire here today is 89 years old.
Wow.
We had Wayne Gretzky earlier, another hockey guy.
On January 18th, 1958, Willie O'Ree skated onto the ice of the hallowed Montreal Forum wearing a Bruins sweater. When he did, he became the first black man to play in an NHL game.
It must be quite an exciting thing, isn't it, to get into an NHL game for the Boston Bruins. What do you feel about it, Willie? Anything unusual?
No, it was the greatest thrill of my life, I believe. I'll always remember this day.
Willie O'Ree broke the color barrier in the National Hockey League, and he is also 89 today. I had a chance to meet him when I was working in minor league hockey. Just a wonderful gentleman.
Cool.
And he did that in 1958, so he's the Jackie Robinson of hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's his birthday here today. Are you ready to go to Mel's Diner?
Yeah.
Oh, I also want to tell you, I'm thinking about watering down the chicken soup.
How? You already use chicken like a tea bag now.
Look, I'm doing it for you.
Mel, would you like to do something for me?
What do you think she's going to have him do? Any idea? Any idea? Wait for it.
Yeah, what?
Kiss my grits!
Oh, a little Flo and a little Mel, but of course it's Linda Lavin's birthday today. She's a singer. She's one of those great actresses that sang her own TV theme.
I can't believe she's still alive.
She's 87.
That's not
today.
As old as I thought.
No,
she looked older in the show, didn't she?
Yeah,
Alice.
Maybe. She just the way she carried herself.
Maybe.
I think. She's 87 here today for Alice.
I wear Jockey brand underwear for comfort and style, like Jockey Elance.
Thanks, Jim.
Or Jockey Life.
Just what I need, a little color in my life.
And Jockey Classic Whites. All quality, real value.
Well, we know now that Cal Ripken Jr. was a tidy whitey guy, because those are the ones he picked. From Jim Palmer. Jim Palmer handing out underwear in the Baltimore Orioles locker room to Rick Dempsey and Eddie Murray. Jim Palmer is, he wants his teammates to be comfortable. He's an ultimate captain of the team. Jim Palmer is 79 today. When I hold you, baby. Pretty good pitcher, too. He's more than just an underwear spokesman and pitchman. Carpenters. The harmonizing is fantastic, and what Richard Carpenter did in the studio also was magic. His sister already had a heavenly voice, but he would take it to another level, and, you know, up to the upper stratosphere.
He's still alive too.
Hit after hit after hit. Allie, you expect all these people to be dead?
I know.
People live to be 78. I don't know.
That seems too young also.
Sad
good
to break
him.
It to you, but Richard Carpenter is 78 today.
Good for him. Never seen you looking so
lovely as you did tonight. The lady in red. You wearing red today? Never seen you shine so bright. Krista Berg. 75 today. I ask you if you wanted to
dance.
Hey, I'd rather dance than dance. So, Krista Berg, happy birthday. The actor Larry Miller, here he is in Pretty Woman.
May I help you? Edward Lewis.
Ah, yes, sir.
You see this young lady over here?
Yes.
Do you have anything in this shop as beautiful as she is?
Oh, yes. No. I'm saying we have many things as beautiful as she would want them to be. That's the point I was getting at. And I think we can all agree with that. That's why when you came in here,
you know what we're going to need here?
From the first.
We're going to need a few more people helping us out. I'll tell you why. We're going to be spending an obscene amount of money in here. So we're going to need a lot more help sucking up to us, because that's what we really like.
Oh.
You understand that?
Sir, if I may say so, you're in the right store and the right city, for that matter. Anything.
He was good. Yeah, he was great in Nutty Professor, too, where he was the dean with Buddy Love, but that's Larry Miller. And that scene where she goes to the one store and they don't serve her, and then they go and they buy all this stuff at the other one, and she goes in there with all her bags and everything. Big mistake.
Huge.
So that's the actor Larry Miller here today. Where is Larry Miller on my list? Looking for Larry Miller. He is 71 today.
Ain't no jive, it's Emeril Live every night at 9 Eastern on Food Network.
Bam! That's what Emeril said.
Yes,
ever watch Emeril?
I still love him.
We found out today that you're an excellent cook, so you must have watched a little Emeril.
Well, according to me, we don't really know if I'm excellent. But yes, I used to love watching the Food Network when it first came out.
Bam!
That's when he'd throw spice on stuff.
Yes, yeah. He would kick it up a notch is what he would do. Emeril Lagasse, happy birthday today. He is, now I would have thought
he was older.
He's 65.
Oh, he looks older, too.
Yeah. So then we got...
All that rich cooking.
How about Genuine?
Genuine?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Time to ride the pony. Yeah. Which is what this song is about. It's an actual pony. You get a pony. Or it might be a miniature horse. I'm not sure. It's one of those two. It might be a hobby horse.
Is that,
outside of Kmart?
I never knew this was a Genuine. Isn't that terrible?
Genuine. Our R&B singer of the day, 54 today. Now, here's Allie with the Gons But Not Forgotten, as provided by Neil Staff.
Thanks, Neil Staff. Born on this day in 1920, Academy Award-winning screenwriter Mario Puzo.
What a great name.
I know.
I can just, this song is playing, and I can just see somebody getting whacked.
Yes.
Horse's head in the bed.
Yep.
course, an offer you could not refuse. What a movie. And then, you know, yes. He worked with Superman, as you see on the list there.
Yes, I couldn't believe, I didn't
Superman.
Know that. I didn't
That's
know.
Why it's so good.
Those are my two favorite Supermans, too, with Christopher Reeves, of course. Oh, yeah. But Mario Puzo was born on this day in 1920. Also born on this day in 1924, Lee Iacocca.
If you don't agree they're the best Chryslers ever made, the very best America has to offer at a sensible price, then I'm in the wrong business. Oh, one more thing. If you can find a better car, buy it.
I tell you what, that Aries K car, he invented the Aries K.
Yeah.
It single-handedly saved Chrysler, is what he tells us, and what I've heard and learned.
It sounds like he's very talented. Also, he develops the Ford Mustang.
Yes, he
everybody
did.
Loves
yeah,
that
he worked with
car.
Ford. Yeah, yeah, if you've ever seen that, the movie Ford versus Ferrari, or mm-hmm. was it Ferrari versus Ford, or Ferrari this for Ferrari versus Pinto? I can't remember what it was. But yeah, he's prominently featured in that.
Yes, obviously a very successful car creator. He was born on this day in 1924. Born on this day in 1943, actress and director Penny Marshall.
Laverne.
Yes.
Why? You afraid the whole neighborhood's gonna hear? Maybe I ought to shout it out to the whole neighborhood. Then you get embarrassed enough and you might at least try to drive.
You would.
I would.
You would.
I think I will. Laverne DeFazio is afraid to drive.
I'm out there, sister.
Burns got an answer.
Shirley Feeney's middle name is Wilhelmina.
No!
You just never know what those crazy gals from Milwaukee,
Milwaukee
are going to do
next. Yes, that's right. That's Penny Marshall. I always liked the big L she wore on her sweater, too. Thought that was cool.
Big or little. I mean, depending on what she had available to her, you know, might be on the little lapel or the strap. Or...
I think it kind of created that. It became a fashion fad at the time as well.
And that was a cursive L.
It was a cursive L,
cursive.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, also born on this day in 1949, actress, she's beautiful, by the way, Tanya Roberts.
Will you keep still?
Do you know what I'm sitting on?
I'm trying not to think about it.
She was a Bond girl in A View to a Kill. She was sitting on explosives, but that is not what Bond was looking at. You know,
Naughty.
Some of those Bond girls
with
James Bond, whoever's playing it, you know, it was borderline creepy old man.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? And
when
some
you
of them,
rewatch
was,
some of that,
yeah,
yes, absolutely. So that was Miss Tanya Roberts, born on this day in 1949.
So she was on Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels as well. The last year, it sounds
she
like.
She replaced Shelley Hack, who had replaced Kate Jackson.
Yeah, and she played Julie Rogers in the final season. Miss Tanya Roberts. All right, and last on my list, I think I was surprised because I did not know that he had just passed away just in September.
Yeah.
And this born on this day in 1953, Mr. Tito Jackson.
That's when they were known as the Jacksons.
The Jacksons.
Later in the 70s, they were the Five, and then later on, they went to just the Jacksons.
Just the Jacksons? Okay.
Shake your body down to the ground.
Yeah.
And enjoy yourself with me. He died, I think, exactly a month ago.
Yeah, 1 month ago today. That's sad. He was 70. And now, Jim.
They're all gone.
But not forgotten.
Did Neil's staff forget one?
Probably.
Many a tear has to fall. But it's all in the game.
Tommy Edwards. This is a monster hit. Good song. Obviously, you know the words.
All in the wonderful game.
So Tommy Edwards, 1922. Now they're all
gone, but not forgotten.
So are you going to stick around for a Bobathon today? I got nothing better to do.
Either.
Okay, that's good. Because it also kicks off what we call the no-repeat workday. Toby Keith, How Do You Like Me Now? We can start it out also with John Conley, Common Man, or Ricky Skaggs, Cajun Moon.
Ooh, Ricky Skaggs, please.
Let's go.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLCI, HD1, Elk River.